It's time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by WNS Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Not too bad. Not too bad at all. 34 degrees outside right now. I had a decent day yesterday.
Yeah, wasn't too bad.
Wasn't bad at all. Above normal temperatures. That's always a good thing.
Yes.
You know, most people love above normal temperatures, unless it's like July or August.
Yeah.
Then they're not so thrilled about it. But above normal most of the rest of the year is pretty good deal. Looks like we might be pretty close to that again today, too.
Yep.
Get at least another good day out of this. Kendall Warren's in with us here this morning as we get going. He'd like to tell us today about W&S Appliance. How's Kendall?
Very good, thank you, Jim. Got a huge 16 cubic foot older model upright freezer. Got a near new smooth top electric range, just 1 year old. French door refrigerator, bottom freezer. Stainless steel, like new. Got a huge side by side, 25 cubic foot. Use drop in electric range in very good condition. Used refrigerator with bottom freezer. Got a near-new gas range, about a year old. One-use automatic washer. Three-match washer-dryer sets. One set only a year and a half old. Got a used front-load washer in, near-new. Used gas and electric clothes dryers. Got one older model used electric range. And still have that used power vent natural gas water heater. Works good. Lots of new ranges, gas and electric, freestanding models on display. And built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. Got Maytag, Whirlpool, LG, Frigidaire, and Amana. Gas and electric water heaters were made in the USA. We deliver, install, haul that old heater away, and, of course, service them later. You have dehumidifiers in stock, Jim.
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. I appreciate that. As out of the office a couple of days last week, as we were up in Cedar Falls taking care of some high school playoff football matchups there. But when I got back, one of the duties to take care of is to take a listen to some of the messages on the machine. And I got back and listened to a couple of the messages on my answering machine at my desk, and one of them was from a woman in Elkhorn who had called. I'm not going to use her name here this morning, but she knows who she is. She called and left a message on my machine the other day, and she said, I just wanted to let you know. She said, I got a phone call the other day from some guy who called and said, hey, here's the deal. You've won all this money and a car. And all you have to do to claim those is buy two tickets at $500, and then you'll be entered into the sweepstakes, and then you'll have a chance. We'll deliver the prizes for you. And fortunately, she was on top of that one and decided that that just doesn't sound right. So she didn't pursue that at all, obviously. And she did call a few local law enforcement agencies just to check and report. And they told her, yeah, that's definitely a scam. There's nothing like that going on anywhere. So good for her. She did the right thing. Well, all too often, unfortunately, we've talked a number of times over the years about scams and things. And, you know, the darn thing is, no matter how much we talk about it, they never go away. And sometimes they morph into something different. And everybody's looking for a new hook. And it seems like as soon as somebody comes up with something, you know, all of a sudden we're stuck with this goofy new health care thing in this country. And it's bad enough the government's trying to dupe us. But people come up with scams along those lines, too. And the next thing you know, people are trying to separate you from your money again. I mean, they use anything. Disasters come up. You know, if you have any kind of natural disasters, tornadoes, severe storms, ice storms in the wintertime, you never know what you might run into. You know, unfortunately, there are a lot of people out there who don't seem to have a lot of scruples or morals, and they will do whatever they can to make a buck, and they don't really care if it's, you know, doing it at your expense or not. But there are a lot of different types of sweepstakes, scams, and different things and what have you, too. And I was kind of doing a search online after I listened to her phone call a couple of times to jot down a few of the details there. I was doing a little bit of a search online to see if I could find some details about that particular scam that she was talking about. And, you know, it's really hard sometimes. There are some of the old tried and true ones. I think we're all familiar with, like, the Nigerian letter scam. That's been around since people invented pencils, I think. But it's kind of morphed into the internet then, too. But there are all kinds of different scams and stuff, and they all take a little different form. You know, when you get a phone call like that and you hear somebody giving you details about how this one in particular worked, you know, it might be the only time you hear about that particular, those details. Somebody else might be doing something similar but slightly different than that. You know, everybody tries to morph it into their own thing, but there are all kinds of different sweepstakes type scams out there. So one of the websites that I found when I was doing a search for some of these details that she gave me was one out of the state of Michigan. It's called Senior Brigade, and it's kind of a helping seniors website with some important information, and part of it is watching out for, you know, consumer protection issues and things like that. And scams takes up a good chunk of that. There are so many different types of scams when they start knocking them down. You know, you've got different types of sweepstakes scams. You know, it always seems to start in a phone call. You know, and sometimes people think that they can win more or have a better chance of winning if they actually buy something, whether it be a ticket or magazine subscriptions or books or whatever else that folks might be selling. But so many times people spend hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars hoping that they'll get a chance to win a prize or enhance their chances of winning a prize. But in the end, usually all they end up with is, if they're lucky, whatever they purchased. It just doesn't seem to work out so well. And so many times you see these sweepstakes type of scams where they use words like guaranteed. How many times have you seen that? You are a guaranteed winner. Who can guarantee that everybody wins? What kind of a deal is that? I mean, how are you making any money if you're giving it all away to all these winners? I mean, it should be pretty simple logic. It just doesn't make sense. But, you know, when you take a look at it, the reality is sweepstakes aren't trying to give you money. They're trying to get your money. And the only aim of their mailings and telephone calls is to get you to buy their products. And lots of fraudulent prize promotions are trying to trick you into paying for a processing fee, or maybe pay by calling a 900 number. Watch out if you get calls that, you know, they leave messages on your machine. You've won this massive prize. Please call this number. Well, if it's a 900 number or one of the other numbers that might be a toll call, some of those toll calls end up on some remote islands in different places, and they're outside the realm of the United States law enforcement officials. And, you know, maybe you haven't, but we've heard of stories of people getting like $10,000, $20,000 worth of telephone charges all of a sudden on their bill because they made this phone call, and they're getting charged like $1,600 a minute, you know, and it's some offshore thing, and there's really not much you can do about it. And you don't want to find yourself in those kinds of situations. And unfortunately, often seniors are the people on fixed incomes. You know, those are the ones that end up being the ones targeted for these types of things. So, you know, if you get these types of calls, you know, don't run the risk of buying products you don't need. Don't pay excessive fees on the hope that somebody's going to deliver a prize to you. You know, some people even lose their life savings because they get addicted to entering sweepstakes, ordering different types of merchandise, hoping it'll increase their chances of winning, you know, on the remote chance that they might actually have a chance to win a big prize. You know, and they can't stop. You know, it becomes one of those things where you feel like you lost what you've already invested. Well, if I stop now, I just, you know, I never have a chance of winning. And it kind of becomes almost an illness. So you continue, and you get mailings, you get phone calls. They suggest that you're close to winning. But realistically, all they're doing is, you know, you're not winning chances of a legitimate sweepstakes. So those are very small. Most of them are just fraudulent sweepstakes that either don't award any prizes or they offer gifts that turn out to be pretty much worthless. So don't be pressured into buying anything through a sweepstakes. You know, sweepstakes must tell you that no purchase is necessary. You know, by law, you can enter and have an equal chance of winning without buying anything. And that's the law. So be aware of those kinds of things, and don't fall into those types of situations. And be skeptical if a call or a letter tells you that you are almost surely a winner or that you're very close to winning, because the truth is thousands of people are getting that same phone call or that same piece of mail, and your chances of winning are either very small or completely nil. Don't send money to pay for things through any kind of a sweepstakes entry. They'll ask you to send money to pay for things like taxes or the shipping costs or processing fees. Prize winners pay taxes to the Internal Revenue Service. Oh, don't we know that? They don't pay them to sweepstakes promoters. So don't be paying those kinds of things when they call and say, hey, if you buy two $500 tickets, we'll deliver the prizes to you. Tell you what, I'll give you the $500 when you show up at my door with those prizes. How's that sound? You know, be aware that a request to send money by courier or by overnight delivery is a sign of a scam. And also be wary of sweepstakes that have a name that might be similar to, but not quite the same as maybe a well-known national charity. That's a very common thing as well. You know, there are all kinds of different scams, home improvement scam. I mean, you can just go right down the list, credit card fraud protection type things, international lottery scams, the foreign dignitary schemes, you know, the Nigerian letter scams, you know, all those kinds of things. But there are a lot of different phishing type scams out there where you, for example, online, you might get an email message that appears to be from a familiar entity like your bank or your credit card company or a government agency, and they ask you to provide personal information like your social security number, your bank account number, passwords, other personal identification numbers, credit card numbers. Online form of identity theft is phishing, is what that's called, and it's like other forms of identity theft. It can lead to substantial financial loss, ruined credit, prevention of account access, and the creation of bogus accounts in your name. So to prevent this from happening, you want to delete those emails without opening any attachments or clicking any links in the message, and make sure you read the identity theft chapter or the identity theft information out there online as well. And they all have certain things in common. They all carry warning signs that a fraud may be in the works. So you want to keep your guard when you encounter certain key signs of a potential fraud. And those include, number one, you're contacted by a stranger. You know, anytime someone contacts you just out of the blue, and you may be a winner, you might want to be a little bit skeptical up front. If you're offered a great deal, that should be your second clue. I think we all kind of know by now that there really aren't a whole lot of opportunities to have great deals out there like that. Also, if you have to act right away, well, why do I have to act today? Why can't I just wait? If you have to act right away, then that's another sign that you might be in for something. And if you're asked to pay money or disclose any sensitive personal or financial information before you receive any benefit whatsoever, you know, those are kind of the key signs that potential fraud might be underway here. And when you're contacted under these types of circumstances, just say no. And remember, don't ever provide personal information to anyone who calls you on the phone or sends an unsolicited email request. I've always been of the opinion that one of the reasons that these types of things sometimes kind of seem to happen here in Iowa is because of our nature. We're not rude like some people in some other parts of the country tend to be. You know, we tend to be pretty welcoming folks. We tend to be trusting individuals. When someone tells us something, we tend to give them the benefit of the doubt, usually. Well, that can be used to our detriment, and that's what scammers prey on. So I had a grandmother like that. I swear if somebody walked up to the door and said, hey, I need 20 bucks, she'd just give them 20 bucks because that's the kind of person she was. And, you know, it's just you always feel like you have to watch out for those types of things. So, you know, be careful, and if folks are trying to, you know, ask you to do things that just don't seem right, why should I have to pay for that? You know, question it. And it's not rude to say no. In fact, it's not rude to just hang up. You know, if you're one who just feels like they're going to be able to talk you into something because you have a hard time arguing back, then just hang up the phone. It's that simple. You know, you don't have to engage these folks. And we hear these stories so many times. And, you know, when I get a phone call like that, it's just, I'm glad this person was on the ball and did not take action on that. But I'm also glad that she called to let us know that these things are still going on. So be careful out there and don't fall victim to these things. They can ruin your life in a hurry. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren so he could tell us a little bit more this morning about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got Whirlpool, a man, and Frigidaire freezers, sizes from 5 through including 25 cubic foot. Most of them in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Lots of washers and dryers by Whirlpool, Maytag, a man, ALG. Top load and front load. Tub sizes up to 5.1 cubic foot. Stack models for those of you with limited space. We also offer Speed Queen washers and dryers are made in the United States. Carry a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service, 5 years on the washer motor and 10 years on the washer transmission. Got lots of refrigerators in stock, over 75 units by LG Frigidaire. Got a good selection of model colors and prices, of course, and of course, top trade-ins on any clean, used working refrigerator, the place, W&S Appliance. Stop and see us. Pots on and try to do it today. Jim?
Great. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Hey, you go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.